Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry. Happy to be with you on the day after Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. I probably didn't get a chance to say that to you in person, so please accept my post-Christmas Merry. And had a great time with the family. I learned something new about myself during Christmas. Apparently, I get migraines, and I didn't know what they were called. I didn't know, because I understand migraines are a thing, but at the same time, I didn't realize that's what I was doing. That's what I was getting. So I woke up and, you know, I had a tough headache and my stomach hurt. So, you know, I'm like, okay, maybe I just didn't drink enough water the day before. So I drink some water, eat one of those Hawaiian rolls because I thought, bread, that'll be good. You know, a little something to put down the gullet. Came right back up and I'm like, oh, this ain't good. So I'm struggling all Christmas morning. The kids are yelling and screaming. They're jumping up and down. They're getting the presents. Everything's wonderful. And they're having the time of their lives. Getting the gifts of their lives. We got the in-laws in town. Everything's going great. I'm feeling like garbage. It took me most of the day to recover, and it finally went away later. And my wife Googled it because she said, I want to make sure, quote, you're not dying, because it's in her best interest to make sure I'm alive. So she Googles it and looks at the symptoms. She says, you know, all these symptoms and things you're describing, I bet all these times this has happened, it's been migraines. It's like, huh. Now I know. I don't know how that'll benefit me knowing that, other than I'm not going to feel any better. I don't even know if there's a way you can treat migraines, really. You know, if you're watching the YouTube stream right now, and if you're in the comment section, if you know a good way to, I don't know, perhaps combat migraines, maybe you can give me a little heads up. That would be really nice. So we got a lot to get to on the show today. We don't have any guests scheduled. It's the day after Christmas, so it's a little bit quieter. And did you see the Biden family put out such a wonderful photo? I mean, when you look at just the amount of love and support that Joe Biden's received over the years, isn't it fitting that Joe Biden, on his official account, would post, wishing you a peaceful and joyful Christmas Eve filled with love? And there's his family, front and center, Hunter Biden. Has Joe Biden even acknowledged his grandkid from Hunter's secret lady that, you know, had to sue to get recognition? But there's Joe Biden. But wait a minute. Why is he hiding behind his wife, Jill? It's strange. So you have the Biden family there. I think that's Ashley Biden over on the side. Scandal with that, too. But Joe he's smiling, but a third of his face is covered with Jill Biden's head. And normally, okay, if you're the patriarch of the family, former president of the United States, you think that you would get enough, respect that they would at least include you in the family photo and then post it on your behalf on social media, because we all know Joe ain't doing that stuff. So the 46th president was not front and center. That's normally what would be common in a situation like that. Not so much. We had our own family scandal, by the way, if I can tell you this too. We have so much stuff that happened during the Christmas holiday here. So we have the family photo. We took all the family photos. Everything was nice. And we had some individual photos with the kids. And my wife likes to, you know, pose them in certain ways. And there was something that she saw on, I don't know, Instagram or one of those websites I'm not on. But you have the kids hold open a book. And inside the book, you take your cell phone and you turn on the flashlight on your cell phone. So you make it dark. They have them sit in front of the tree in their little Christmas jammies. Book's open. Then you don't see, because if you're going to be from the perspective of the other side of the book, you don't see that inside the book's the cell phone with the flashlight on. Okay, why do you turn the flashlight on? Well, you take a picture from the other side of it, and it looks like the book is glowing. So they're looking at a Christmas book. You got the tree, you got the lights, them in their Christmas jammies. They're sitting by the presents, and there it is, a glowing book, and they're looking at it. And that's supposed to be the nice little Instagram photo that moms like to post, that dads don't think twice about or even contemplate. So what ends up happening is that my mother-in-law says, oh, send me that photo. My wife says, not until I post it on social media, but here, if you wait, I'll send it to you. She says, okay, I'll wait. I'll wait till you post it. It didn't take her more than 2 minutes for her to post it on social media and completely circumvent my wife, who was like trying to get this very special, nice photo, a little Christmas photo of the kids. And then the drama started after that. I can't believe you'd post that. I told you not to post that. Oh, I didn't know. We were all sitting here. We heard John. That was our Christmas Eve. And then I had the migraine the morning after. Now it's all starting to make sense. It all makes sense. So I have, you know, my father-in-law and me, the guys. And then you have my mother-in-law, my wife who acts like a teenager when her parents are around. She reverts back into a teenage bratty self. And I've diagnosed this with her before. I've said, honey, I understand what happens when your parents and you spend prolonged time with your parents, for whatever reason, you revert back into your old teenager self, back when you were under their control, living with them in the house, fighting like a teenager would with their parents. Life is unfair. So you go back into that state of mind. And I'm explaining this to her. I say, honey, you know this happens every time you're with your in-laws. And she says, you say that. And most husbands understand you don't tell your wife that. Like, most husbands would say that and say, you know what? That's a mistake to say out loud. You don't want to convey that to your wife because then you're starting more fights. Haven't learned anything, have I? I haven't learned a thing, and I'll continue to never learn a thing. By the way, if you want to reach me online, one of the ways you can do so, at Ryan Recker or Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook. That's a nice way to connect there as well. All right, so there was a post online, and if you want to know how Donald Trump posted Merry Christmas online, it's not your traditional Merry Christmas type of post. Let's read through it real quick. It says, Merry Christmas to all, including the many sleazebags who loved Jeffrey Epstein, gave him bundles of money, went to his island, attended his parties, and thought he was the greatest guy on earth, only to drop him like a dog when things got too hot, falsely claim they had nothing to do with him, don't know him, said he was a disgusting person, and then blame, of course, President Donald J. Trump, who was actually the only one who did drop Epstein long before it became fashionable to do so. So this right off the bat, the Truth Social post, which he posted on Christmas Day, a little before 4 p.m. Okay, I'm going to pause it there real quick. You know that you can do more than one post, right? You can post your Merry Christmas to all the Americans. I am here for you, and I want to wish you the birth of our dear Savior. And he could have said anything, and he could have stopped it at that and then created a new post that went after Jeffrey Epstein's friends and people that enabled him. By the way, the one thing he did say in there, and it's very true, he did kick Jeffrey Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago, and he was one of the first people to disassociate himself with it. What we're starting to find with a lot of these Epstein documents is that more than likely, Epstein hated Trump for doing that. He always, in the back of his mind, wanted to find revenge for it. And in some cases, even was talking to his lawyer about blackmailing the president with the information he had or didn't have, didn't matter. he just knew that anything associated with Epstein at a certain point could be used to blackmail people, which was kind of the game of Jeffrey Epstein to a lot of different people. However, some people really partook in the activities that he was providing, which is unfortunate. So going back to the post, it says, when their names got brought out in the ongoing radical left witch hunt, plus one lowlife Republican, Massey, and it is revealed that they are Democrats all, there will be a lot of explaining to do, much like there when, much like there was when it was made public that the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax was a fictitious story, a total scam, and had nothing to do with Trump. The failing New York Times, along with others, was forced to apologize for the bad and faulty election reporting, even to point of losing many subscribers due to their highly inaccurate, in parentheses, fake coverage. Now the same losers are at it again, only this time so many of their friends, mostly innocent, will be badly hurt and reputation tarnished. But sadly, that's the way it is in the world of corrupt Democrat politics. Enjoy what may be your last Merry Christmas, President Donald J. Trump. Now that is a Christmas message. It's not how I would handle it. Let me put it that way. I understand that you're probably have a lot that you want to say on the topic, but don't cross the streams of the message of Christmas with your personal vendettas of people that you don't like and pointing out their faults too. I don't do it. It's not the right thing to do. And, you know, you see it with your friends, sometimes with your family, right? You get together for the holidays and you are together for long enough where something comes out and some things happen. Not the time for it. Go back into bickering about the photos with the families and all that stuff. It's giving me a migraine just thinking about it again. I didn't know that you can just like get migraines as an adult, never had them your whole life. I just started getting them when the older I got. I just thought I was dehydrated. I wasn't drinking enough water, so I'd wake up in the next morning sometimes like that. But apparently, you know, keeping busy doing all these other things and the in-laws put you over the top. All right, when we come back, did you see that Amazon Prime was slammed for something they did to a classic movie? Again, stop messing with the classic movies. It's as simple as that. You can leave it there and everyone will be happy if you just stop messing with them. We're going to talk about that coming up. I'm Ryan Ranker, filling in for Annie Fry. Happy to be with you on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Ranker, filling in for Annie Fry. Always happy to be with you. And, you know, I enjoy these times we get to spend together, too. So I have to give a quick message to our producer here, James. Unfortunately, okay, I have to still mess with the audio settings over here after we switched over. So I'm going to have you play audio from your side, at least for now, and then we'll switch back. But just a heads up. So going back to this story, Amazon Prime slammed for streaming It's a Wonderful Life with key scene cut out. We had a discussion this morning because I had to work the regular gig this morning. I was in the newsroom and we were talking in the newsroom and someone said, I watched It's a Wonderful Life for the first time, the colored version of it. So they, you know, went back to the movie and there was a big push there for a while. And part of the push was they needed to find ways to make more money off of them. I think essentially that's what it was. So they went through the painstaking process of colorizing these black and white movies. You know, Wizard of Oz came color later, but, you know, then I think they even did the first part of it that was black and white. But, you know, naturally Wizard of Oz was colored anyway. But, you know, you think about some of these old movies that they put color to, and It's a Wonderful Life was one of them they experimented with. And it gave it a new life, and people really seemed to enjoy it. They're like, wow, this is really cool. All right. Amazon Prime under fire for doing something that, well, at the time, people were really upset about colorizing these videos. So what they decided to do is edit it in a different way and try to repurpose this maybe for a different audience. And it said viewers say roughly 22 minutes was cut out of the original 130-minute film, removes the iconic Pottersville sequence, the pivotal stretch that explains why George Bailey suddenly rediscovers the will to live. It says, in the part, Bailey declares his wish never to have been born and gets to see how crummy life would be without him. And without that sequence, audiences are left watching a man contemplating suicide one moment, then sprinting joyfully through the town the next with no logical explanation. Are you kidding me? You took that part out? And why would you touch a film like that? I mean, it's a beautiful masterpiece. And it is one of the most loved Christmas movies of all time. And you take such big scenes out of it. People know these movies. They watch them every Christmas. They're not going to be surprised by them. They're not going to be offended by them because it becomes part of them after all these years. And it becomes part of the written history of America and pop culture that everyone would watch these simultaneously at the same time on a Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. I feel bad almost for the people that have to answer the hate mail that is going to be associated with that. I feel like when you go back in, you try to revise things that don't need to be revised, then that's where you're going to run into trouble. I remember watching It's a Wonderful Life. I never grew up with it. My family didn't really watch it. It was Christmas Eve. You know what I watched? I would say something that was not as wonderful as It's a Wonderful Life. My tradition growing up was watching reruns of Home Improvement. You know, Tim Allen going, ah! That was my Christmas Eve every year. I would fall asleep watching Home Improvement marathon reruns on TV. It's pretty bad, right? Because you needed a break from Ralphie shooting his eye out with the BB gun. You needed a break from that. You watch that once, you watch it twice. You're like, all right, turn on Tim Taylor. The Tool Man's at it again. I wanted to play a clip for you here. How about we play this one clip? Talking about revising things. This was on, let me see what clip number this is. This was on CNN. And this was Walter Isaacson was the guest on CNN. And they were talking about social media and some of the problems with social media. And they asked, how would Ben Franklin, one of the smartest and greatest Americans ever to live, if you have a documentary put together by Ken Burns on your life, you know you've done something right. If Ken Burns will put the history of you on PBS, that's when you know you've made it big time. Ben Franklin being one of them, you can learn a lot from that documentary. I thought he did a good job with it. Here's what CNN did. They were talking about social media and some of the problems we run in a modern day, and they were reverting it back to what would a founding father like Ben Franklin do? Let's go to clip number one. If we can play that. I think it's one. Here we go.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, no, my bad. This is clip 6. You're right. You're sorry, James. Go ahead. Clip 6.
I think Benjamin Franklin would be able to create an algorithm for social media that didn't immediately say, oh, this person liked something Tucker Carlson said. I'll send them down this rabbit hole and this one down that rabbit hole. He would have said, hey, we can invent some form of social media that tries to figure out the consensus based on all of our values. Because as he said, when they signed that declaration, John Hancock wrote, you know, his big handwriting and said, with the forces seeking to divide us, we must hang together. And Franklin said, yes, assuredly, we must hang together. Otherwise, we're going to all hang separately.
Okay, so the whole point of what he's saying there is, you know, if Ben Franklin wasn't around, the social media stuff wouldn't be here. I would almost tend to disagree with all that. I would say that probably people were saying the same thing about the newspaper and some of the different publications he was putting out there. I would say that if you're Ben Franklin and the whole idea is to be able to freely communicate and free speech and finding ways to get that message out there, him with printing newspapers, I would say, you know, books, public appearances, things like that. I would say Ben Franklin may be against trying to find ways to be censored, even if some of the things that were being said you disagreed with, because ultimately there was things that he believed in that other people said that he disagreed with, but ultimately it persuaded him in some ways or didn't persuade him. I would say that, no, Ben Franklin might actually be a proponent, or let's say he had his own social media company. He would be more like a Twitter than some of these other restrictive ones. Like, let's say Facebook back during Obama and Biden. You know, Facebook, when they were looking back before they realized their faults and mistakes. And we're talking about Twitter post Elon Musk purchasing it and trying to open and change the direction of that company. I would say that's probably more Ben Franklin than anything else, right? I think there's something to that. By the way, that Ben Franklin documentary is fantastic. You really, 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 really need to check it out if you haven't already. All right, so there's a couple of things I want to get to this hour, too. And coming up after the break, TV news, a generational media shift is underway. The Hill did an opinion piece on it, and they were making some observations on how TV news, even network news, has changed. And are people still watching it? Are people still consuming their news that way? It is a tough thing because in the talk radio industry, it's one that I truly love. It's one that we're communicating through right now as we speak. Talk radio is a powerful medium. It's where a lot of people do get their news and information. Social media, that's where people get news and information. Podcasts, people get their news and information. I think they resent the idea that you can get this sort of information outside of a mainstream network. And as more people go to these certain areas, the generational shift will continue. and people will eventually phase out. And, you know, eventually some people will get older. They'll want the more traditional. That's fine. But the young people are going to be growing up where the barrier of entry into these mediums are not going to be as tough to jump. So they're going to be more comfortable with it, and they're going to stick with it into an older age compared to when I think of my parents and grandparents who were kind of stuck on one way. It's only going to change, and it's kind of like, what are the guarantees in life? Death, taxes, and change? Are those the three things that are guaranteed? So we're going to talk about that coming up after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry on 97.1 FM Talk. Mac, I'm Ryan Recker, filling in. I'm looking at some of the comments that are coming in through the video. One said, it's the Recker. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Let me post this real quick. We just played Christmas bumper music. I thought we put the Christmas music into a box, we shove it up into the attic, and we don't talk about it for another 11 and a half months. Is that when are we, James, the producer, are you told to keep playing Christmas music, or was that your decision?
No, that was just already in here. I had no time to pull anything different.
So you're pulling music from a previous show, which was before Christmas. And because of that, that's the only reason why you played Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Do, like, KZK, are they still playing Christmas music, or are they done with that?
No, that's actually done. I think that switched back to regular music at midnight.
It's over. Yeah, midnight hits. Santa Claus is out of here. He's back to the North Pole, and he's hibernating after he gives instructions to the elves and what to build for next year. Which, you know, I was thinking about that. How can Santa Claus anticipate what the kids are going to put down on their list before he asks them at the mall? How does that work? I wonder. Something's fishy and not adding up here. So there was an opinion piece. It says, TV news fades. A generational media shift is underway. Bernard Goldberg is the opinion writer that wrote this for The Hill. And I'm going to read a couple of parts of this because it's kind of fascinating, the points that he's making here. He says, my old friend Bill O'Reilly wrote an interesting column recently about the demise of network news, a once noble institution inhabited over the years by my two favorite reporters, Bill and me. So he says, now I realize we live in an age where change comes fast, sometimes too fast. And the news business is no exception. But think about what Bill is saying. His own kids, not exactly strangers to the media world, don't even flip on the TV when their father's on the screen, and he's the guy who paid for their college. Television news, once the national campfire, I kind of like that, as opposed to calling it the water cooler, calling it the campfire, meaning if you're sitting out by the campfire, you have better conversations than you do at the water cooler. I like that. Is now something between a museum piece and background noise in a doctor's waiting room. Is television news really like that? Do you look at that and say, much like, it says, for example, Walter Cronkite didn't just report the news, he practically handed it down like Moses on the mountain during national crises. Television became the cathedral. If you think about the Challenger disaster or 9/11, those are great examples of things that you went to TV for. It says, now, if something horrific enough happens, we'll tune in again, but only briefly, only until TikTok has a better angle. That's kind of a sad realization, isn't it? And the morbid curiosity that people have when it comes to breaking news stories. I'll go back to the Charlie Kirk assassination, the horrific moment that was caught multiple camera angles. And when you saw that and you saw the news, it was showing up on your social media feeds. Were you just a little bit curious to see, like, you know what, they're showing a censored video on Fox News. I wonder what Twitter's doing. And you pull up the feed, and there's all the uncensored stuff. The morbid curiosity, is that part of what drives people? Or is it just that they want everything as it comes in, good and bad, and they'll just take the parts that they want with it and they'll run with it? Cable news, network news, ABC, CBS, Fox, they don't do that sort of thing. They have a finite amount of time with a very calculated amount of things that they can, I guess, propagate to you during that time. And everything else hits the cutting room floor. But you, on your phone, while you're laying in bed or sitting on the couch, you know, you could have another television program on in the background and you're paying more close attention to your phone and reading news stories on there than you are what's trying to entertain you on there, which should be a big wake-up call. And as Bill O'Reilly puts it, he says, as for cable news, the audience is aging fast. Bill puts it this way, the average age watching is around 70 years old. Now you know why there are so many commercials for medicine. He's not wrong. Watch 5 minutes of any primetime slot on cable and you'll learn more about bladder control, arthritis, and reverse mortgages than you will about geopolitics. And isn't that kind of interesting, too, where it's changed so much in my time? And I'm someone that, I'll admit, when I get set in a certain way, meaning, you know, I like things, you know what, when I come home, I like when my hook at my, where I can hang my jacket is open. And if someone uses my hook, I'll be like, hey, kids, that's my hook, right? I like having the routine of knowing that there's going to be something there and I know exactly what it's going to be. And I want it to be like that every time I go to it. I like certain foods. If I like certain snacks, I want those snacks. If I like certain drinks, I like that. I don't necessarily go out trying to find ways to change all that often. I find the routines of the things I like and the things I have known to like, to try, true, and tested to like. I like those things. And for some people, the main networks are those things. They like to be able to turn on the TV, and they like to be able to sit there and let it glow on their face and not be distracted by anything else while it's on there. Some people's routine is looking at their phones while they have it on. Some people's routine, like you're driving and you're listening to this right now. There are lots of people that are in their cars and they have this turned on. Hello, hello, nice, I'm talking to you. Yes, don't look at the radio right now. Keep your eye on the road. Don't look at the radio. Keep your eye on the road. I am talking to you. And that's a nice routine, and that's something that radio relies on. It's why a lot of times when you see stories about radio as an industry, there's fights of keeping the AM dial alive because they don't want to lose the routine that a lot of people have when they listen in the car. That would be really devastating. And of course, you know, the argument of when there are emergencies, you need to be able to learn about those emergencies somewhere. That stupid lady dancing on TikTok ain't going to tell you when there's a tornado coming to your community. They ain't going to happen, but radio will. We will. We will let you know those things. So is Bill O'Reilly right here? Is he right? And this opinion writer, Bernard Goldberg, that a generational media shift is underway where the habits that are built into these younger generations that are coming in, the habits of them getting their news this way are going to be the habits that are going to stick. It's the ones when they're older, they're going to stay that way. Is that going to be what you're up against? And are you moving towards that or not? Is that the question that they should be asking? I like that they pretty much figured it out, what you're going to see when you're watching cable news, any of the networks. Bladder control, reverse mortgages, all the time. You know, the problem that I run into, too, is sometimes on your phone, man, if you're on social media or whatever it is, there's things on there that like, okay, how? Why are they sending me this ad? And you're like, please, if I'm clicking on things I shouldn't be clicking on. But then I realize they send those ads to anyone in your age demographic. It's kind of unfortunate. So maybe the cable news of the future is not going to be about bladder control and reverse mortgages. It's going to be like OnlyFans ads because of the crazy things that people are into these days. And he says, the news business and going on towards the end of all of this, news business, at least the one we used to know, is on life support. Cronkite was once called the most trusted man in America. Who holds that title now? I'm going to give you a moment to answer that, because who holds the most trusted man in America title? He answers it in this article. He says, I don't know either. He knows you don't know either. But I think about podcasts like Joe Rogan, for example. And you think about podcasts like, is it Call Her Daddy or something like that? It's the one that Kamala Harris went on to before the election. And famously, Donald Trump went on the Joe Rogan podcast. And compare and contrast the two. You had these big podcasters. And one example, build a set because Kamala Harris couldn't be bothered to travel to the main set that they were in. You had surrogates for Joe Biden in the Democrat Party by the name of Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, show up on podcasts and get down on their knees and take a communion with a potato chip because they wanted anything they can do to get on these large audiences to hawk their candidate, which was Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or whatever it was. And it was pathetic. And you saw that these were the type of audiences they were going after. And right before the election, we're talking, I think it was the day before election, was it, or 2 days before. It was right before the election. You had Donald Trump go on with Joe Rogan. And his audience is so much larger and his reach is so much larger than these other podcasts. And people are talking about it. And it's in other news cycles and talk radio is talking about it. And music morning shows, they're talking about it. And it's on articles and it's on the TV and it's on your phone. It's this and that. And you start to realize Donald Trump traveled down there and did a couple of hours nonstop with Joe Rogan in the middle of campaign stops, pushing back the, I think it was one of the last campaign stops in Michigan. And he shows up late and he's like, I'm sorry, I was on Joe Rogan's podcast. It pushed the thing maybe like 5 hours later than it was scheduled to be. But he realized how important this was. Did it make the difference between him getting the White House or not? Some would argue maybe. Maybe it made the difference. Some would argue, too, that people weren't going to vote for Kamala Harris anyway. And I think a lot of Republicans were onto some of the shenanigans that were going on after the last election. So they did everything they could to try to close some of these loopholes. You can't just go out there and say, we are telling you the truth. We would never lie to you. And these means of manipulating things are so rare that it doesn't make a difference. Just trust us. You don't need to change any laws to make it illegal. And a lot of Republicans said, we ain't playing that game again. And they started wising up to it and closing those loopholes and not allowing these things to happen. And guess what? You saw Donald Trump take all these swing states and they called it election interference and he stole the election. They called it that way anyway. That's just hilarious. So here we are, a TV where generational media continues to fade. Media like what you're watching perhaps on the YouTube stream or on Facebook or the Annie Fry Show page. Maybe you're listening on a podcast after the fact. Maybe you're listening on a replay, the Odyssey app rewind, whatever it may be. You're listening in all these non-traditional ways. And I think for us, we realize that we're going to be set in our ways. We got to find the way to set your way. So once you set into it, we know where you're going to be, and that's where we're going to meet you. I think that's the challenge a lot of radio people find themselves in today. I will tell you this. Radio is a lot different than TV or podcasting. Because we're here. We're live. Here I am sitting in my basement. It's 12:45 p.m. And I just had a long day. And I had a migraine. And I figured out what a migraine was for the first time. And I complained about my in-laws. And these are all things that happened to me within the last 24 hours. It's an immediate effect where we have this one-on-one connection. And it's something that no other medium has whatsoever. You get, even if you did this on social media, if you just popped up and like, I'm going to do a live video real quick on my social media, it is still not the same thing as what you are experiencing right now on this radio program. And it is such a huge advantage, and it's unfortunate so many different radio stations don't take advantage of that. We'll put it that way.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
One of the big stories here, and this is something that's been developing, Donald Trump launches a Christmas airstrike on ISIS and has a message for them. I want to talk about that. And there is a Louisiana business that sold, and the boss gave them some pretty big Christmas bonuses because of that. I want to work in an industry where Christmas bonuses are a thing. I don't know if radio's ever had Christmas bonuses. Radio is one of those industries where they're like, you're not getting a bonus. In fact, you're actually going to work on Christmas. Yep, you're coming in, and we're going to give out batteries to the poor, because as those kids get those toys, they need to get those batteries somewhere. So we're going to have you out there away from your family and kids, and we're going to hand out batteries in the morning. That's the type of thinking radio stations have. You know, not this type that this one owner of a business in Louisiana had. We're going to tell you about that coming up. I'm Ryan Aracker, filling in for Annie Fry, 97.1 FM Talk.
Love you so much.
All right, so I was complaining about Christmas music playing after Christmas. Here we are playing Halloween Monster Mash music. I love it. You know what we should do is it's the end of the year. We should just play kind of like holiday-themed music that doesn't fit the holiday. So, I mean, Mariah Carey's done. Don't you dare even think about putting that one back in there. But, I mean, there could be some other like Halloween-themed ones like Thriller or... or to like the Vincent Price section of it. Oh, the Monster Mash is perfect. Thank you for that, James. That got a big laugh. You know, the problem is, like I said yesterday, I found out that apparently I get migraines and didn't realize it. So what I was experiencing was a migraine, and part of it was, I guess, waking up and, you know, throwing up. I should say it that way. I don't have to say it too loud. But my stomach still hurts from that. Like, even the day after, it's like sore, the muscles there. So just laughing like that for Monster Mash, it physically hurt me, but I enjoyed that so much. So much. Well, I hope you had a great Christmas. I hope everyone here listening enjoyed it with friends and family. And if you have young kids, I hope you got to enjoy it. I got to see my dad. My mom passed a couple of years ago. So, you know, kind of Christmas time. It's a little bit tough because, you know, both my kids were around, but they were young, especially my youngest daughter. So they don't really, like, my daughter doesn't have memories of her. She was too young. But, you know, of course, my mom got to know her, which is, you know, nice before she passed. And, you know, I think about all those early years and the presents that they would give her. And, you know, it's all those things fade. It's kind of a shame. You know, those are some of the things you think about on a holiday, you know, after, you know, your parents start to go. It's one of the sad things about growing up. You know, what they tell you is that, oh, man, you're going to miss waking up and not feeling pain in the morning. Like, oh, you slept the wrong way and it's going to mess your shoulder up. Or you don't drink enough water and you're going to feel hungover in the morning because there's not enough, you know, because you're dehydrated and didn't realize it. Or, you're going to yawn and it's going to pull a muscle somewhere. Like, all the things that happen when you get older. But the thing that they don't warn you about is that all the people that were older than you start to die, and it's not fun. That's the stuff that they should have really prepared you for. Maybe put a little better perspective into life that, you know, on these holidays, you better really appreciate it, because you never know if you're going to have another one with them. Merry Christmas to everybody. Okay, so a couple of things. Let's go to Fox News. Got a couple of stories I want to get to before we go to break. Trump launches Christmas night airstrike on ISIS, terrorist scum, in quotes, in Nigeria after killing of Christians. And this is the quote. It says, tonight at my direction as Commander-in-Chief, the United States launched a powerful and deadly strike against ISIS terrorist scum in northwest Nigeria, who have been targeting and viciously killing primarily innocent Christians at levels not seen for many years and even centuries. It says, I previously warned these terrorists that if they do not stop the slaughtering of Christians, then they would have to pay. And tonight there was. The Department of War executed numerous perfect strikes, as only the United States is capable of doing. Under my leadership, our country will not allow radical Islamic terrorism to prosper. May God bless our military and Merry Christmas to all, including the dead terrorists, of which there will be many more if their slaughter of Christians continue. Donald Trump don't play around when it comes to terrorism. And one of the stories that I think really illustrates Donald Trump to a T is the story of him negotiating with the Taliban. And this is what he said. He's like, I understand there's going to have to be a withdrawal of Afghanistan at some point. And I understand that we're going to have to pull back, but it's going to be gradual. And he was talking to the Taliban and said, here's the deal. If you harm even one single hair on an American citizen, on anyone in the military, if you harm a single hair, I'm going to kill you. And he's sitting there and he's talking to these Taliban leaders. And he's with the translator, tell him word for word exactly what I said. And the translator looks back and says, oh, boy. Okay, so he tells it. And then as soon as the translator wraps up, Donald Trump pulls satellite imagery of the Taliban's family's homes and puts it on the table. It walks out. Guess who didn't mess with the United States after that? Well, until Joe Biden got into office, we should probably put it that way. But when it comes to terrorists and it comes to hurting Americans, or in this case, Christians and some of these people that don't deserve it, then you're messing with the wrong guy. Let's put it that way. I don't know what's going to happen next, what's going to come from these, if there's going to be more strikes. I know a lot of people are upset the way that these boat strikes are going down and getting rid of these narco-terrorists, but calling them terrorists as well. Is it legal? Are they allowed to do that sort of thing? I can tell you that what you don't want to do is go to Donald Trump and say, you're hurting Americans and we're allowing this to happen and you have the ability to stop it. And what I can tell you is that Donald Trump, if given the opportunity to save tens of hundreds of thousands of lives inside the United States, American citizens, these lives are absolutely getting ruined. Some are dying. Some are getting lost, sitting on the street, bending down, looking like they're tying their shoe, and that's what they're going to be known for, waiting for someone to come around and shoot them up with Narcan. Their families ruined, parents, kids getting ruined. He's seeing this, and he's saying, okay, I can stop this from happening if we can stop these drugs from getting in. So if we blow up some of these boats of people that are trafficking this junk in here and save the lives of Americans, he'll take that, and he'll wait for the courts to settle if he has the authority to do it or not. You can fault him for trying to circumvent the law, trying to call him terrorists when they're not. If he has the illegal authority, you can fault him and you can ask those sort of questions. But I think the motives behind what he is doing is something that he doesn't have to answer questions for. All right, I'm Ryan Racker, filling in for Annie Fry. Really enjoying spending time with you here. We got another couple of hours. I'll be watching the YouTube chat. If you want to reach me at Ryan Racker on Twitter, don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.